During her final outdoor dive on the training course 2 years ago, it was as though the world had opened up to her. There was so much left to explore, dimensions of the future she hadn't been expecting. The whole thing had started with a man, of course. They dated for a few months, shared their hopes and dreams for the rest of their lives. Ylva wanted to cut back her hours and possibly even buy a summer house, something simple somewhere. But the man whose name she would rather forget had wanted to go diving along the coral reef in Tahiti, to sail around the islands by the Great Barrier Reef. He said he knew of places mass tourism hadn't reached yet. In her quiet moments, she had started Googling diving courses, afraid she wouldn't be able to handle it, that she would panic, be unable to breathe. She couldn't afford for that to happen on a boat in Australia, she had decided, and so she secretly enrolled in diving lessons at the local pool that winter. 8 meters, 9, but they still hadn't quite reached the bottom. Ylva could no longer tell that her gloves were red. All colors disappeared at these depths. She allowed herself to sink a little deeper. The final outdoor dive had been all that stood between her and her qualification when the man stopped responding. Everything had moved a little too fast, he wrote, when he finally replied to her long thread of messages. She was a nice girl, but he needed time. Wasn't quite done with his ex yet. And so, there she was, unable to hold on to someone yet again. A lifetime of loneliness stretching out in front of her. She had also blown thousands of kroner she would never get back, learned to breathe underwater, and wrecked her hair with all the chlorine. No, she had told herself, she would get her certificate. That way she could post about it on Facebook, tell everyone, look what I've gone and done. And then she did her final dive and discovered the new world that opened up to her. And from that point on, it no longer had anything to do with him. After that, she had taken every opportunity she could to go diving in the Stockholm archipelago. And that was when she heard all about the many unexplored wrecks up north in the Ungermann River. Ylva caught sight of something at the edge of her beam of light. Posts of some kind. Huge lumps of wood that seemed to be straining towards her. She checked her depth, 14 meters, and realized what it was. The sunken bridge. The broken spans had been forced up in the middle.